This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the controversy over President Biden's garbage remark, apparently aimed at Trump supporters. The AP's Norman Hall with what we are learning.
According to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained by the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of a call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump. Biden was responding to racist comments at a Trump rally by a comic who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Biden, in condemning the demonization of Latinos, said Trump supporters are garbage. The altered transcript inserted an apostrophe, making it seem Biden was referring only to a single supporter, the comic. An email says the change was made after the press office conferred with the president. Vice President Kamala Harris distanced herself from Biden's comments. The Trump campaign quickly moved to fundraise off the quote. I'm Norman Hall.
On the campaign trail,
Jennifer Lopez introduced Vice President Kamala Harris at a campaign rally in Las Vegas. Harris on Thursday said Trump does not understand women's rights. She's criticizing Trump's comment that he would protect women whether they like it or not. Trump campaigned in Arizona and said he thinks he's heading for one of the greatest victories of all time. He appeared earlier in New Mexico and Nevada.
The AP's Donna Warder. A court in Russia has just convicted a former U.S. consulate worker accused of gathering information about the war in Ukraine and sentenced him to almost 5 years in prison. Robert Shonoff worked at the U.S. consulate in Vladivostok, which closed in 2020 because of the COVID pandemic. Back here in the U.S., beginning today, Texas hospitals must ask patients whether they are in the U.S. legally. This after an order from Governor Abbott. This is AP News. Striking workers at Boeing will vote on a new contract offer next week. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says that its members will vote Monday on the latest proposal from Boeing. The union says Boeing is now offering general wage increases of 38% over 4 years, up from 35% in an offer that was rejected last week. The 7-week-old strike has shut down production of most Boeing airline planes. The union originally demanded 40% in raises over 3 years and restoration of traditional pensions. But Boeing has not budged on the pension issue. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Apple snapped out of an iPhone sales slump during its summertime quarter. Sales of the iPhone totaled $46 billion for the July-September period. That's a 6% increase from the same time last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.